Yes, I say, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking it. Oh, Lord. And there is, as you must know if you live here, if you're around here much at all, there is a lot going on in this community. So we can call it shaken, we can call it whatever you'd like, but activities, many activities, and we are going to talk about them as we do. On Attention Please, we're going to talk first about a concert, rather a series of jazz concerts, and then we're going to talk about a flower stand. We're going to talk about a flower stand, and oh, the thought just came to me, dare I say, flower children. Well, we don't know if they were or they weren't, but we'll ask them, Peter Garris and Candace Gaughan of Garris Farms and Flower Stand. But to begin with, we're going to talk about a series of jazz shows at the Manresa Castle. I was thinking about jazz at Manresa. Maybe since it's a haunted place, perhaps Django Reinhardt or Billie Holiday will turn up. But we know for sure that Gene Lenke, her trio, will be on the bill many times. Also Tony Petrillo, Chez, or is it Che Jazz? The Jenny Davis Trio, that's about it. Anyway, every Friday started last Friday, actually, the 2nd of July. Every Friday from now until the 3rd of February, there will be live jazz at Manresa Castle. That is at 651 Cleveland Street, but if you look up towards the top of the hill, you'll know where that is. Sponsored by Gene Therapy Music Productions. Now, the hours are 6 to 9 p.m. every time, so 6 to 9 p.m. every Friday, Manresa Castle, beginning last Friday, but coming up next Friday, the Gene Lenke Trio with Francisco Casera and Ted Enderle on bass. Every time she appears, she has a different trio. So it's going to be lots of different opportunities for lots of different sounds of jazz. And I have a sample of her that I'm going to play for you. We'll do that for a little while, and then we're going to get to the matter of the flower stand. So this is Home at Last, and this is a sampler. This is Gene Lenke. In addition, Gene Lenke is going to be the artist in the, I believe it's the first, whatever it is, third, whatever it is. Anyway, the concert at the Methodist Church. Oh, I know, I have this in my phone. I can actually get some real information for you. That's going to be July 22nd, the Candlelight Concert. That's what they call it, of course. Candlelight Concert, July 22nd. We might well hear more of Gene on this radio station, therefore, but Gene Lenke Trio, you can see them and other jazz groups Friday nights. By the way, Gene was going to be here, but she has a class, so she couldn't be here. So I had to kind of fill in for her. I can't sing for her, but I certainly can play one of her CDs for her, and that's what we've been doing. Nowadays, we're going to talk about flowers. I'm trying to unmute my next guests. Maybe they will help me with that. There they are. I will say welcome to Peter Garris.
Thank you.
And to Candy Gaughan. Oh, Candace Gaughan, excuse me. We're on the radio now.
Hi, Phil.
We've only been neighbors for about 40 years. Things get a little bit. Anyway, flower stands. So this flower stand, this really historic farm, all happens at the same time in the same place. Garris Farms, we call it that, right, Peter?
Yes. Yep. Garris Gardens.
Garris Gardens it is. And you grow flowers. You've probably grown lots of things, but you've turned to flowers. Why flowers?
Why not flowers? You know, I mean, they're absolutely beautiful. Of course, I've started out growing vegetables, having a small garden, and then gradually moved into dahlias, and I thought they were quite nice. And then it just kind of got where I liked lighting up the garden, you know, and there's always something different that's happening. Every flower has its time. And, you know, and it's kind of, you know, this is the day after Independence Day, but, you know, to me, it's like a fireworks show out there where it starts in one place. It'll be the tulips and daffodils starting there with a slow rumble, and it just works its way through the farm with everything lighting off. And it's beautiful. And then so about 3 years ago, I said, well, I wonder if I can help supplement just the, you know, the cost of some of this. And then so I took a course in flower gardening and got hooked on it. You know, it's absolutely fascinating. There is so much that goes on. I still have yet to remember all the Latin names. I don't think I'll ever get all that down. But, you know, learning some things anyway. So that's kind of how I got started with the flowers.
Do you think that, say, per acre or per half acre, whatever the unit of land, that one can show more profit with flowers than with vegetables?
That's an interesting question. I believe so, yes, providing, you know, the market is there. I think the value is there because there are certain things, like, say, peonies, when they're in bloom, they're quite valuable, you know, up to $3 a stem. And I try to plant about 25 peony plants a year. So I'm getting quite a few of them. And that's just one of them. You know, there are several others that, you know, that it all adds up.
Let me ask you first, I'll ask you again, just this important information, and that is, where are you and when are you open to the public?
Well, we're at 501 27th Street, and the farm stand is right on the street, and it's open probably, I try to get out there in the morning about 8 o'clock, and then, you know, probably about 6 o'clock, I guess I got to kind of pull things in, but the actual farm itself is not really open to the public, but the farm stand is.
And you're not there that whole time, though, are you, Peter?
Yeah.
You are, so... Candace, you must be growing a lot of flowers these days.
Yes, I am growing flowers, but mainly at Peter's house.
Yeah, that's...
For those that are listening that don't immediately recognize where 27th Street is and Discovery, we're right next to the cemeteries up on the hill. It's the, you go off Sheridan 19th, and then it's the little cut of Discovery that goes down to San Juan where we are. 27th is right off there, right next to the cemeteries.
So I need to make sure I understand this correctly. Peter, you are at the farm stand pretty much all day long, every day?
No, I'm not at the stand, you know, but I am on the farm itself.
I see.
The stand is unmanned. It's an honor stand. So there's a cash box and the prices are out there. Generally, bouquets run from $5 to $15, depending on what size they are.
And that's what you're selling is bouquets, not individual flowers.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Although last fall, we did sell a tremendous number of lily bulbs. We had extras and boy, have they been beautiful around the county. It was a very successful thing. And we may do things like that at other times of the year. But right now it's just bouquets.
Yeah, I think we'll have some eucalyptus pretty quick.
Uh-huh. So, Peter, I grow vegetables. Emily Lou grows a few flowers. Neither of us seem to be able to grow the perfect anything. But if you want to sell a flower, it has to be a perfect flower. That may be true for vegetables, too, if you're selling them, but especially for flowers. They have to be perfect.
Quality is everything, you know, just like probably in vegetables. It's very, very important. And every flower, like I say, has its time, but there, and then again, there are a lot of them that want different treatments to try and, you know, keep the bouquet as fresh as possible for as long as possible. So it's kind of a chore to keep up with that, but yeah.
When I first started working on the farm, I was pretty horrified by the number of flowers that end up on the garden path because they're not perfect. And Peter just goes along with abandon and cuts things that aren't good for sale or are, you know, just a little bit over the hill or knows that they won't last long. And they just end up on the garden path. So we're trying to cut earlier and, you know, reduce the waste. That's another way that you can help make it a viable enterprise.
That actually was a question, is what proportion of what you grow you find because it is not perfect, you must, well, Candace said put on the garden path. I was going to say put into the compost, but there must be a whole lot of rejects that don't meet your standards.
There are, but there are also a lot of friends that like free bouquets that aren't perfect. So they might not be for sale, but oftentimes they do find good homes of people, you know, we make a lot of people happy by bringing bouquets to a lot of different
places. That explains the bouquets that sometimes turn up at my house. I haven't inspected them for perfection or lack of perfection, but I won't either. The word bouquet actually comes to mind because it means a bundle of flowers. It also means aroma. Do you choose, when you put together a bouquet, do you choose some of the flowers that have pleasant aromas? Is that a consideration for when you assemble something you're going to sell?
Well, I would say, in a way, yes, because there's certain, like stock, certainly has a nice aroma to it. It also is just a fabulous cut flower when they're the nice full doubles. So, and I think the aroma is part of it, you know. And of course, sweet peas, you know, they're so wonderful. And I'm just getting started. I think it's the first year we've had roses, and that's hard to beat too. But that, you know, not specifically for aroma. It's just kind of a bit of a bonus, I guess.
Yeah,
and a major bonus as well. Now, I can understand a range of reasons why someone would come to Garris Gardens instead of go to QFC to get flowers. But why don't you tell us what you think those reasons are?
Well, I think that there is the local and fresh flowers. I think that's probably the major one. You know, they aren't from Ecuador or anything, and they're quite lovely.
They're fresh, fresh, fresh. We pick in the evening, we hydrate overnight, and then they're in a keeping solution when they're purchased by the customer, and so they last a good long time. We know they're going to last a week. Most of the time, things last for 2 weeks. And some of the things from QFC and they do beautiful things, just don't last that long. But providing flowers in the local market is really brings us both a lot of happiness to know that they're, it's just one of the small farm perks of the place that we live. And It's a good reason for us
and
to be part of that.
Speaking of the place where we live, Peter, this Garris Gardens is where you grew up.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Garris Gardens is where you grew up.
Actually, we moved here and bought the farm in 1970, and it was a chicken farm when we bought it. 3,000 chickens, 2,000 eggs a day. You know, all that goes with it, delivering eggs from Brennan to Forks, you know, once a week, a lot of local restaurants. And we continue with that till 1974 with the oil embargo. And then the price of grain just skyrocketed and the price of eggs didn't. And then so we ended up shutting it down and a lot of us went up to Alaska. But, you know, the farm was here and some of the stuff was sold off, but then I think in 1974, then Forrest Chalmers came and talked to my brother and wanted to rent the lower part of the farm where our gardens are now. And then so Abundant Life Seed Foundation was in there for quite a few years, decades, as a matter of fact. And they put on quite a show there when they were going at it. And I think the farm actually started in the 30s. And then the buildings were gradually built one by one. And interestingly enough, the one two-story building that I have has one of the first elevated concrete slabs. How they did it back then, I have no idea. How they got all the concrete up, I don't know.
But, and you were, you're one who would know because that is your work, is concrete.
Yeah, concrete, you know, and of course, you know, I'm kind of semi-retired from construction. So, you know, and which is probably a good thing for the longevity of some of these buildings that I do have the skills that I do. And at times when I have the time to do a little maintenance, for sure.
So when you went away to Alaska, maybe you knew you were coming back and maybe you didn't. But let us say that you probably at the outset didn't. Did you ever in the course of your being there dream that you would come back, take over the family farm again, and of all things, sell flowers?
Certainly not. Certainly not. No, not with a farm. That's just something that happened, you know, very recently. And, you know, of course, you know, my dad was around for all of that time until he wasn't around. And so then it fell to me to, I don't know if you'd say continue the legacy or whatever, but it sure is a joyous place. And we have a great time. And I'm very fortunate to have a place that, you know, we can garden and, you know, and there's others. Tessa's out gardens also here and just a great place.
Well, Peter, I need to ask you to summarize just where, again, we can find you and what hours the stand is open and the procedure that one follows when one gets there and say, I want that bundle of flowers.
Yeah, okay. Then we are at 27th and Discovery again, and it's in between the cemeteries and Hastings Avenue. That would be 27th Street, and just up a little bit from there, you'll see a little farm stand there. And I try and have the flowers out there by 8 o'clock and have them out there all day. And yeah.
Come in at 6.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And bring cash money.
There's an honor box that's there, a lockbox.
So people
you just
can leave
your money in there.
People can leave checks. People can leave cash as they wish.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. That's great.
Well, happy flowers, folks, and nice to speak with you on Attention, Please. And I will say goodbye to Peter Garris of Garris Gardens now and Candace Gaughan of Here and There and Everywhere. You all have yourself a wonderful afternoon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, this indeed has been Attention, Please. I'm Phil Andrews.